Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, last week, we talked to the incumbent U.S. Senator, the Democrat and former governor of Virginia, Mark Warner, who is seeking re-election this year. And it was an interesting interview. I missed a couple of opportunities to ask him some questions that I wish I had thought of as we had our conversation last week. But I've got Dr. Daniel Gade, who is the Republican nominee for Senate, with us this morning. And Colonel Gade, really glad to have you here this morning. You have been on a number of times over the last couple of months, so I'm glad to have you back.
Good morning. I'm happy to be on with you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, I'm watching the flurry of TV commercials that Mark Warner is putting up, and boy, I guess the Democrats have decided that health care and this idea of getting rid of protections for pre-existing conditions is their number one shot at defeating Republican candidates. And I told Mark Warner when we were on the air last week, I said, you know, Daniel Gade's been a veterans advocate. I mean, he lost his leg fighting in the war in Iraq, so he has a pretty significant pre-existing condition. Do you think that really sells with people? And, you know, while he did the requisite I respect your service thing, he really did seem to think that Republicans are trying to get rid of pre-existing condition protection. I want to give you a chance to respond to that.
Well, yes, it's absolutely absurd that I, as somebody who not only has a pre-existing condition, but has fought for people with disabilities, all of whom by definition have pre-existing conditions for the last 10 or so years, including on the National Council on Disability. The idea that I would be against people with pre-existing conditions is absurd and offensive, and we went through this three times in debates, and I told him that to his face. But here's what career politicians do. They lie. They lie about everything, and they lie because they have the money to do it. And so what you see in these TV ads is absolutely absurd, and it's a lie, and people should just vomit it out of their mouths. I'm sick of the lies. Now, get this. He's also lying about how much he cares about veterans. If you've seen his veterans ad, it's all this gauzy stuff about how he cares about the, quote, 17 suicides a day among veterans. He doesn't even know that the number is more like 22 to 25 suicides a day, and yet he pretends to care about veterans. And it makes my blood boil, John. For the longest time, I thought, okay, you know, I'm just going to run a nice campaign, and we're just going to, you know, spar about ideas. But now I'm being lied about, and now veterans are being disrespected, and I'm just absolutely over it. This guy is a liar.
How have your interactions been with him directly now that you've had a few debates face to face? You know, how have those unfolded in public?
Well, you know, pleasant, gentlemanly behavior. You know, politics ain't beanbag though. And so after halfway through the second debate at Norfolk State University, I looked over and he was so mad that he was shaking. And I think because he wasn't. Well, I don't know, just because he was expecting to meet an unprepared radical Republican, and instead what he met was somebody who's thoughtful and who's forceful and willing to advocate for ideas, but also willing to love my fellow Virginians through their, you know, through their struggles, including on racial justice, including on people with pre-existing conditions, all of that. And all of a sudden he realized that he was up against a real adversary, and that made him upset because he thinks this is the kind of person who everything's always been handed to him on a golden platter. And so he thinks that somehow he's entitled to be reelected. And I beg to differ.
One of the things that I think has been an asset for Mark Warner is the narrative that he is a very successful business person, that he's, you know, created lots of jobs in Virginia, that he's made a fortune for himself through his business success. You've kind of taken that on and tried to shine a light on what you, well, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but on yeah. how that may not be as brilliant yeah. as everybody suggests.
Well, John, here's what happened is that he was on the Senate staff of Chris Dodd, and he himself helped write the bill that allocated wireless spectrum in the 1980s by lottery. And then he got out of the Senate staff, went and put together some patsies to apply for the lotteries. And then when those people won the lotteries, he bundled the winnings together and sold it to the company that became Nextel. This is not a genius. This is not a business person. This is a guy who stood at the foot of the federal money tree, at the base of the money tree with a basket while $80 billion worth of wireless spectrum was raining out of the sky. And he gathered up money in a basket and made $250 million in about 8 years and then went back to being a professional politician, which is what he always wanted to be in the first place. So spare me the businessman thing. Again, this is a guy who, you know, if you scratch one inch deep, what you find is an entitled person who feels like he's owed everything. And so my closing argument to the people of Virginia is, look, do you want a career politician or do you want a career servant? And all I've ever done is serve the Constitution, including at great personal cost to myself. That is to say, I gave a leg. I don't say I lost a leg. I say I gave a leg in combat because this country is worth it. And so, that's the fundamental difference between us. I'm a servant. He's a politician. It's gross.
If you believe the polls, Donald Trump's doing very poorly in Virginia. Of course, you know, nationally they say he's down 14 points. I'm not sure I buy that. I don't know what to believe because the polls seem so unreliable, especially when you look at what happened in 2016. How are you doing against Senator Warner?
Well, wonderful, actually. So 2 months ago, I was down 22, and then 2 weeks later, I was down 17, and 2 weeks later, I was down like 13, and 2 weeks later, which is like 1 week ago, I was down 7. And so I'm closing rapidly. Our polls show me actually outperforming the president slightly because some independents and some Democrats are voting for me. We saw this is wild and weird, but we saw a Biden sign in a yard next to a Gade sign. And we also saw a Spanberger's in the 7th district. We saw a Spanberger sign next to a Gade sign in the window of somebody's car. So it's just one of those things where even independents and Democrats are like, maybe I don't agree with them on, you know, Second Amendment or pro-life or any of those things, but I do agree with him on the need for service rather than self-service, which is what career politicians do.
You think you might see split tickets?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're seeing it. You know, I had somebody text me a picture of their buddy's ballot, and it was Joe Jorgensen, who I don't even know if that's a man or a woman, but Joe Jorgensen for president and Daniel Gade for Senate.
Libertarian woman, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, I'm like, okay, great, you know, that's fine, that's lovely. You know, I want the president to get reelected, but in case he's not, we need to hold the Senate, and holding the Senate means flipping some of these hard-to-reach seats, and truthfully, Mark Warner is he's not only a weak incumbent, he's a weak man, and I'm beating him. I beat him badly in 3 debates, and I'm catching up rapidly, and he's just hoping the election would be held, you know, a week ago so that he could win by 7 instead of 2 weeks from now when he's going to lose by 0.001, I think.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd like to ask your reaction to this story that I, quite frankly, I missed an opportunity. I should have asked Mark Warner when I had him on the line, just as a journalist, to get his reaction to the Hunter Biden email scandal. I don't know why I missed that opportunity, but I'm wondering what your thoughts are on this, especially since Senator Warner felt very strongly about the president's interference in Ukraine when the impeachment issue came before him. I'm curious as to your reaction to that. And I also did ask Senator Warner about violence in the streets, specifically in Richmond, and I think some of his supporters were responsible for that. And we'll talk about those two issues. Plus, I'll give you a chance to make your last pitch here to the voters in just a moment on News Radio WRVA. We're talking to Dr. Daniel Gay, the Republican candidate for Senate. Beautiful view of the mountains here in Lynchburg from the Craddock Terry Hotel. I've really enjoyed being here. And, you know, if you're going to run statewide, as the candidates are when they're running for the United States Senate, you got to get to Lynchburg, you got to get to Harrisonburg, you got to get all over the place. We're talking to Dr. Daniel Gay, who's the Republican nominee for the United States Senate seat that Mark Warner, the Democrat, currently holds. You've been in Lynchburg, I assume.
Yeah, I was just outside of Lynchburg yesterday. I've been. If you put a pea inside of a tin can and shake it around, that's me traveling all over Virginia.
It's great to be able to do that. I had Mark Warner on Friday, and I did not. I'm mad at myself for this. I did not ask him about the Hunter Biden email scandal, which the national press seems to be ignoring. You have any reaction to it?
Well, yeah, I do. You know, with 47 years in public life, I think combined between the Senate and the vice presidency, it's no wonder that that Joe Biden and his son are you know, dirty. And Hunter, remind you, got kicked out of the Navy for cocaine use. So this is not somebody who is known for having a clean reputation. But this is what career politicians do, and that's why we need things like term limits. I've been an advocate for term limits, and in 1996, Mark Warner was an advocate for term limits, and now he's running for his third term. So what we see with career politicians is self-dealing. What we see with them is lies. And unfortunately, you know, maybe there are some people out here listening to me right now who are like, well, I sort of like Mark, or I liked him before. And what they need to know is that he's become just a regular old swamp creature like the rest of these guys, going back on his promises, running false ads about me, you know, telling lies that are directly contrary. I mean, just contrary to the truth and have no bearing on the truth. So, you know, I'm not surprised about the Hunter Biden stuff. It doesn't directly affect my race exactly, but it is a good illustration of what happens when you leave people in office too long. And Mark Warner's been a politician or affiliated with politics for as long as I've been alive, 45 years. And it's time to break the cycle of that kind of nonsense.
I'm assuming you'll be cautious not to get caught up in something, even if it benefits you and your family personally. I mean, that seems to be the recurring theme here, is that people go to Washington, they find some way to make a lot of money, or tangentially somebody in their family makes a lot of money. You got to be careful about that.
Yeah, exactly. Look, here's my life story. I've served in combat where occasionally we would be on raids and things, and there would be, you know, pallets of cash, not, you know, big boxes of cash, American cash, that we could have easily put in our pockets to enrich ourselves. You know, I've been utterly faithful to my wife for 21 years of marriage, no scandals. I'm somebody who's a servant of the Constitution, and I will always be faithful to that. And, you know, my moral code prohibits that kind of stuff, that kind of nonsense and self-dealing. And so, you know, I had somebody the other day at a campaign event try to give me like a $10 bill and say, oh, no, no, just buy lunch for yourself. I'm like, no. You need to fill out a form to, you know, to account for that cash, because neither me nor my campaign team nor my Senate staff when I'm in the Senate are going to play those. They're not silly games. They're evil games. And so the first bill that I've said that I would put in is something called the Stop Insider Trading Act, which would require members of Congress to put their holdings in a blind trust so that they can't do that kind of self-dealing that we see in Washington, D.C. so often.
Well, you've got a remarkable story, and I appreciate you sharing it with us a few times and your perspective on some of the news issues that have been bubbling up over the last few months. I appreciate you coming on so often. Dr. Daniel Gate is the Republican candidate for the United States Senate, challenging the incumbent Democrat and former governor, Mark Warner. Dr. Gade, thank you, and I look forward to chatting with you some more tonight at the candidate forum that I'm moderating at in Chesterfield.
Great. Really, and can I pitch the website?
It's, yeah, let's do.
GadeForVirginia.com, and on Facebook and Twitter, it's @GadeForVirginia. And we outraised Mark Warner last quarter, and I would love it if people would jump on board the Gade train, and let's do it, folks. Let's smash this thing.
Really appreciate the chance to talk to you. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.